The baseball note, it's more of a TV note, but it does pertain to the Mets and Yankees. Apparently, the Subway Series games for the 4th of July weekend averaged 356,000 viewers on SNY, which is 70% more than what the YES Network drew for the series. Remember, that was a series with no national games.
Mm-hmm.
YES had all three broadcasts. SNY had all three broadcasts.
Not a Sunday night game. I thought, you know, like a month ago, I thought it was going to be a Sunday night game.
Oh, right.
And I think that was the Tigers that Scooble pitched that night.
Maybe because it was the holiday weekend. They chose not to. But whatever it may be. So it was on SNY or YES.
Mm-hmm.
70% more for YES. For SNY. SNY was 154% better among adults 25 to 54, the key demo, and 166% better in adults 18 to 34. Now, we don't usually get into the ratings thing.
I don't think we ever do.
No, right, exactly. But
Mike and Chris did.
But that is odd that SNY would draw 70% more than YES with all things being equal, both networks having all three games for the Subway Series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that telling with the fan base? I don't know. That has to mean something where, you know, the Yankees have a larger fan base.
Yeah.
It's always been that way.
Uh-huh.
Is that a telling number of how maybe things are shifting a little bit? I don't understand that math.
I don't think you'd see the shift right away. I mean, for the shift to occur, if it ever does occur, it's going to be, first of all, you got to win a championship. And that's, like, we talk about, you know, last year's Mets attendance was not good. And Steve Cohen, you know, relative to what you'd expect for a team that almost got to the World Series. And Cohen talked about
the year later.
It's always a year later. So, no, I don't think it's some crazy, although I do think
70% more, though, it just doesn't make sense.
I'd like to know.
Better broadcasters? Like, honestly, I'm just throwing stuff out there.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to know how many homes in the metro, you know, New York, New Jersey area have SNY versus how many have access to YES. I don't know the answer. If YES has a lot more a couple of hundred thousand less, that's one. I don't know.
Maybe there is something odd to it. I really don't know. But wouldn't you think, on the surface, without knowing too much of the detail, that Mets fans would watch SNY, Yankee fans would watch YES?
I watch both. I've told you that before.
For Subway Series?
Yeah. Now, I go back and forth, and I think I'm very rare. Like, I know you, as a Mets guy, even though, whatever, you're objective, but a Mets guy, you don't do that.
No, I'd rather watch. What do you think the majority?
C-Mac, I don't think, pops on SNY. I don't think Keith does. I don't know why I do that. I like to hear other broadcast teams talk about my team.
Well, you might
find that interesting.
You might be the outlier
here. I think I am, for sure.
Okay, so the majority of people, wouldn't you say, Yankee fans watch YES,
Mets
fans watch SNY. I'm talking about even head-to-head. In a head-to-head game, if you could, whether it's listening to the Mets Odyssey Radio, Yankees here on the fan. If you're a Yankee fan, I would think you'd listen to the Yankee broadcast. Mets, you listen to the Mets. If you're a Mets fan, you watch the Mets broadcast. Yankee fan, you watch. I would think that the majority of people
No question. I'm unique with that.
And then the second would be, don't you think that there at least were? There are more Yankee fans.
There's no question.
Okay, so then how does that math add up?
It doesn't.
To where it's 70% larger audience for SNY.
I'd like to know what, now, without Soto last year, that would impact. Well, no, Mets fans are still watching. I'd like to know last year's numbers.
Me too.
I'd be very curious about that. No, you know, listen, I mean, I don't know if I can't prove this. Maybe there's just a lot more affluent Yankee fans out there that were in the Hamptons and hitting those second homes.
Without a TV? BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Peter is in Wanacue. What's up, Peter?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
Before I get to my point, I live in Wanacue, New Jersey, so I face bears every so often. I woke up one night watching a bear steal my garbage. It was funny.
It sounds hysterical.
Yeah, it doesn't sound funny to me.
It was funny from the window.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
But I was actually calling, point out a big difference between the big bag Yankees with Steinbrenner and the current Yankee atmosphere with Hal. When in the 70s, 80s, George had enough money to buy anything he wanted. He was really more about winning, where a lot of owners, for example, the Mets, the Wilpons, they'd rather line their pockets with $50 million than spend it and have a competitive team. Now, fast forward to today's market. They're dealing against King Cohen, the owners of Toronto, the conglomerate team of Los Angeles, who can outbid him. So it's no longer like, hey, we want this player. We're going to go get him. We got enough money.
We're aware of that. Absolutely. It's changed a little bit.
So they're having an issue just trying to get players to come on board. It's not as easy as it used to be. I wanted to get your opinion on what you think the Yankees can do to go back to that.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Big bet Yankees team where they can basically, obviously they need a third baseman, you know.
Yeah.
How are they going to get it?
Well, first of all, I would say the way you describe the big bad Yankees, I think that that's gone forever. So I think the financial climate has changed and it's closed where, you know, the advantage and the ability and the willingness to spend much more than everybody else, that's gone. But the Yankees don't have the highest payroll. They don't have number two. They got number three. It's like they're pinching pennies all of a sudden. So I would not use that description. My answer is draft and develop better and then accent the roster. And that's really what they used to do. Like when you look at the...
They could spend it better, though.
I agree with that. But the reason I think some of the spending has gotten all out of whack and they're chasing their own tail and DFA this guy and finally did that and yelling for years, get rid of that guy, is because they've made so many mistakes with player development that they have to buy other players and try to plug them in unnatural spots.
I think, though, to his point, when he said the big bad Yankees, it meant spending, you know, $50 million more than the next guy. That was the way it was for a very, very, very long time. And now, not only do the Yankees, you know, not spend $50 million more than the next guy, they don't even spend more than anybody.
Yep.
So that, I think, those days are gone. To your point, BT, with the way the landscape is financially with the sport, where the Dodgers are going to be big-time spenders, the Mets, obviously, with Steve Cohen are going to be big-time spenders. You have other teams that are willing to spend a lot where it used to just be the Yankees would go so far above and beyond
no doubt.
Everybody else.
Catfish, Reggie. Actually,
you know what it really did do is make the Wilpon-led Mets look bad because they used to spend a lot, too.
People think they were like 27th, not even close payroll.
They were second or third almost every year.
A couple years, seventh or eighth, but never terrible.
Pre-Bernie Madoff especially. But But pre-Madoff, like the Mets were...
I know, top 10 always.
Okay, but seemingly. But because they were second or third and the Yankees were so far out in front, let's just say $50 million,
yep,
it made it seem like you weren't even in the ballpark, but it was still way more than everybody else. That gap, I do believe, is closed forever, unless the Yankees just, you know, luxury tax threshold is a part of this as well.
No, it's closed forever. Yeah. I think it's closed between the Dodgers and, listen, there's a couple things why it's changed forever. Number one, Cohen's existence has changed that. I think to not acknowledge that is ridiculous. You're just a fool. I mean, Cohen's changed the financial climate here, all right? And the Dodgers and their willingness and their ability to create unique ways of spending money, meaning deferring, yep, even though I think Ohtani's reps actually were the ones who came up with the deferral payment. But now they're kind of cutting edge. Now, it doesn't mean the Yankees can't catch up. It doesn't mean the Mets don't start deferring money as well. But it's just changed a little bit. Let's just do something, because sometimes we say something, and yeah, I don't know the answer. I haven't done this yet. We say something, and it may or may not be true, but we assert it with such confidence that we make it true, even if it's not fully true. Pick a year, but not 96, because that was the beginning. Pick a year during the Yankee dynasty,
mm-hmm,
any year, and I want to actually look at the payrolls from that year.
2000.
All right, 2000 MLB payrolls. Okay. Let's see. That was a good year, by the way. 2000 was awesome.
Yeah.
I like 2000. All right, so the Yankees, see, interesting. Now, the Yankees spent $92 million that year. The Dodgers spent 90. Now you got a little bit of a sizable gap. The Orioles spent 83. The Braves spent 82. The Red Sox 81. The Mets 79. And then a couple of teams, and even the then Indians 79, right, so 77. So the point is, that year does not back up the assertion that the Yankees outspend everybody by $50
million. What about 2009?
I'm going to go check. Now that's year they paid $250 million. Dollars. I'm just stalling, Sal.
They had three big players. After missing the playoffs, the rare time they missed the playoffs in the final year at Yankee Stadium, they would get Teixeira, Sabathia, Burnett.
Correct. All right, this one had to be, I'm going to guess, a pretty sizable disparity, and it was. This is the $50 million year. So the Yankees spent $201, the Mets had $149, the Cubs $134. Where the heck were the Dodgers? Dodgers were really lower by their standards. The Yankees, 50-plus million.
Now, is it a coincidence? Because I remember looking it up, which is why I came up
with it. Yeah, I knew there was one. I just wasn't sure.
Right, okay. Now, is it a coincidence that that's the last time they won the World Series, when they spent $50 million more than the next team?
Is it a coincidence? I would say no, because some of their core staple developed forehands and Hall of Famers were still vital parts of that team.
Yeah,
they didn't buy the whole team.
They bought a lot of it, and it was $50 million more than the next. When you spend that much more, you should win. Now, money obviously doesn't always equate to winning championships. We know that firsthand here in New York, whether it's the Yankees or the Mets, certainly in recent years. But the fact
or the Knicks, but Isaiah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, in baseball without the salary cap, whatever, all that stuff. So money does not equate to winning championships, but the last time the Yankees won, they spent $50 million more than the next team. And now I would bet since 2009, it has clearly started to slowly but surely the gap has closed to a point where the Yankees were surpassed. Like, what do you think is the first year the Yankees didn't have the highest payroll?
I'm just going to type in, let's go back 10 years, let's go to 2015. Just out of curiosity, because I think you're probably right in the neighborhood on that.
I would say within the last five for sure. I remember Boone saying it one year, hey, guys, teams have closed the gap on us.
Yeah.
And that's, I believe, what he meant. Like, instead of them spending more, go ahead.
I got something for you. So this was 10 years ago. Let's see. The Dodgers spent $230 million.
2015?
This is 2015. Okay. The Mets are in the World Series that year, as you obviously know. The Yankees were $17 million less. That was 213. But check this out. This is revealing. So you got Dodgers 230, Yankees 213. Number three, the Nationals 174. I mean, that's from 230 to 174, talking 45, yeah. $50-ish million,
right,
like the gap that the Yankees enjoyed in 2000. Where were the Mets that year? The Mets that year were, wow. All right, so we're talking, obviously, Bernie Madoff. The Mets were $100 million, so
$130
million lower than the Dodgers.
The Mets were, in 2015, close to what they were in 2000.
Yes.
15 years later, with obviously the increase in, you know, the way money works, the finances go up, and the Mets had basically spent, dude, those years were such lean years.
Ugh.
When Alderson had to come in and clean up the Madoff stuff. That's what made it look worse. But before that, the Mets used to spend a lot. Dom is in Westport, Connecticut. What's up, Dom?
Hey, a couple of things. First of all, BT hit it right on right on the head there. The Yankee fans, we have a life. Mets fans, you know, tend to be more blue-collar guys, just like the Jets. I mean, look at the Jets. Fireman Ed is sort of like your main big, fan. And I think one of the other things...
Hold on, Dom. By the way, Dom, I was saying that tongue-in-cheek. I don't know the financial portfolios for every Yankee and Met fan. I've got a joke in.
No, I think there's some truth to that. Sort of the fan base.
Absolutely not. Are you out of your mind?
That's tough to say.
How are you gonna judge that? And by the way, that would equate to the SNY having 70% better ratings than the Yankees?
Because everybody's on their yacht.
Come on.
Dom.
But I was kind of joking too, but BC made a great point in tongue in cheek. But I will say this, just from a statistical point, I don't know, you guys are in the industry. I use Gotham Sports, which is, connected to Yes, so it's a mobile app. Does that count in the viewership, or are you just looking at people through the cable, Yes, and
don't know.
And SNY?
That's another good question.
I don't know. I'm just going based off of a tweet that I saw from a reputable source, and thank you for the call. I use the Gotham app at times. I had it for the Knicks and Rangers last year. I hate it.
I remember you saying that.
I gotta be honest.
I can never watch a game that way.
They got to upgrade the app.
I've heard.
Any app today, like, how could you not go on and go back and watch something? And with that app, if I got home at 7:40 and the tip was at 7:20 or 7:10.
You missed 25 minutes, you're out.
Like, you got to be able to record it, and I can go back and watch it anytime I want.
Well, even if you can't record it, which is optimal, but like last night we got in and I was a little bit late to the Yankee game, and it's on Prime, obviously, and if you watch Prime, you have the option go live or go to the beginning.
Right. That's the point.
You need that.
MLB app has that, which I love.
Yeah.
It was Jimmy Traina who retweeted this guy, Austin Karp. Austin Karp is a longtime SBJ editor, writer. He does the TV stuff and all that, Sports Business Journal. And Jimmy Traina, who's reputable in that, this is what they do for Sports Illustrated, the media guy. That's where he said it. The Mets and Yankees rivalry getting hotter. Three Subway Series games from July 4th to July 6th averaged 356,000 viewers on SNY, which is 70% more than what Yes drew for the series. Maybe it's just a holiday. I have no idea, but I just find it odd that SNY had that big, 70% more than what Yes had, where we know there are more Yankee fans in town, and each network had the entire series on their network.
I think the best barometer, though, is asses in seats, and that's always advantage Yankees till it's not. I mean, we can, because I don't know digital, I don't know apps, I don't know. I know that while the Met attendance has ticked up, I mean, the Yankees, 35, 40,000 every single night with their eyes shut. To me, that's the barometer.
Right, but they've built in for a while. What are the Mets' attendance this year? Do we have any
idea? It's been good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's been great this
every
year.
Every night, it feels like, I don't know if it is. It's up there, out, but it feels like it.
It is. I see a lot of nights. I check this, but, like 33, 34, 35,000. I'll actually get it for you guys.
And think about the uptick from where it was. And by the way, I don't even, like, it was not trying to make it a Met or Yankee thing, like, oh, the Mets are better because they get more viewers. No, I'm just legit curious to why it would be 70% more. And you could feel the attendance changing with the Mets. The Yankees are not going to go anywhere. Like, once you build it up, you got to maintain it. They've been able to do that with their star power and with their success. Mets are getting to that level, and I would expect them to maintain it moving forward. What is it? You have the
attendance? I got it all. I'm going to give you the top five.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, number one, Dodgers. Now, they just have a bigger stadium as well, as we know.
Okay.
So they,
what do they hold? Do you know?
Well, I think they hold 57 or 58.
And what's the new Yankee Stadium hold?
40. Is it 48?
That's what city is.
Is it 40? And then maybe Yankees 50?
Shea used to be more,
and the old Yankees used to be 57 as well. All right, so the Dodgers average 50,000. I'm just going to round up. The Yankees are number two at 42,000, barely ahead of San Diego at 42,000. Philly's number four at 41,000. The Mets are at 38.
Wow.
Now, the Mets are at 38. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you last year.
Yes.
So last year, the Mets, who are currently five at 38. The Mets were 17th. I remember Cohen you actually saying 17th at 29.
I mean, that's a big difference.
9,000 more people a night. There's no doubt about it.
Well, from 17th to 5th.
Well, yes. But I look at the more bodies again, and you're up plus 9,000. Which, so again, think about this, Sal. I don't have a calculator, but let's say it holds up for the every single night this year. The Mets averaged 9,000 more people per game than they did last year. Well, now it's easier to justify the contract to Juan Soto.
Correct.
Because you do 81 home games times 9,000. What is that, 7.2 mil? I don't know. I'm doing this fast. And then the concessions and this and the merchandise and everything else. And now all of a sudden, it's a revenue stream that the Mets did not have before Juan Soto got there.
Yeah, and they haven't even started winning yet. I mean, I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about...
I hear you.
I mean, that's
if
what
you,
the...
If you build it...
Correct. They
still,
will come.
But you still got to win.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah,
still got win.
And the Yankees are still living off of the dynasty years in the 90s. They built it up to that. It never went back. Changing the stadium, whatever, having some lean years. And for them, like, lean years is, you know, maybe being out in the wild card round or
for sure.
A few years missing the postseason. But once they built it with that dynasty, I'd love to, like, when do you think the Yankees attendance changed? 96? 95?
No, 96. 96 was not great. And that goes back to what we said about the Mets last year.
So the next year.
It was after that.
So 97, 98, once you started getting into that territory.
Correct.
98, 99, forget it.
For sure.
And I don't think that they've ever looked back. So that's what the Mets have to hope to be able to build moving forward.
Yeah, because what happened here, Sal, and, you know, you've got to be old enough to remember this, and we've talked about this, just flip on the Don Mattingly Yankeeography. You know, even though Donnie stopped hitting home runs, but the ones that he did hit to right field, nobody was there to catch him.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, the Kevin Moss, the Steve Farr, those days, you know, the Steve Sachs days, the Pat Kelly days. We know the days, the Barfield days. And there was a point where it just wasn't fun. It wasn't cool. It wasn't important. It was a waste of time, really, to go to a Yankee game.